Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode. If this is your first time tuning in, or if you're a regular listener, welcome. I am so glad you're here. Today, we're going to talk about the five simple steps that new coaches can take to book their first 10 paying clients in 30 days or less. What's super fun is this method is versatile and it can be used by new coaches, or it could be used by you if you're a coach and you're in the middle of a dry spell, or if you've been a coach for a while and you're wanting to try out a new offer. This versatile approach can work for all three of those scenarios, and I'm super excited to hear how it goes for you. But before we go any further, it's time for the review of the week. I love reading your reviews and I love giving out prizes. This is something pretty new that I'm doing on the show, but it's a special thank you to those who take the time to rate and review my show. Each week, I'll be reading one of your reviews from Apple Podcast, and if it's yours, you get a prize. To claim your prize, all you have to do is send me a DM at Candy Motzek or an email at info@candymotzek.com, and you'll get to ask me one big question. Your juiciest, most pressing question about becoming a coach, and I will answer your question personally. I'm going to do a video recording responding to your specific question and send it to you just for you. I know you're busy, and it takes time and effort to leave a review. So I really want to spend time to reward those of you who make the effort. So let me read this one to you. This is a 5-star review and it's titled Candy's Advice Works. They wrote, "When I decided I wanted to become a coach, the first thing I did was search for a podcast that was specifically focused on new coaches. I wanted to make sure the host not only guided me, but they were also grounded in flexibility and trusting your intuition. And She Coaches Coaches was just what I need. I love this podcast because it gave me practical advice, cut through the noise, and helped me get out of my own way and start coaching. Episode 84, entitled Where Do You Start? Was especially helpful in launching my coaching practice. I highly recommend listening to Candy's wisdom." Wow, I'm so touched. And if that is your review, thank you. I am so beyond grateful that you listened to this show and that you took the time to write such a kind review. Now, to collect your prize, send me a DM on Instagram and you can find me at Candy Motzek, or email me at candymotzek.com. Sorry, info@candymotzek.com. Let me know the username that you use to leave that review, and then you get to choose what cool question you want to ask, and I will send you a nice long recording with your answer. Now, anybody else who wants to win, all you need to do to enter is write one review on Apple Podcast, and you only need to enter that one time and you're in the draw. I encourage you to listen in next week too to find out if I read your review. Okay, we're ready. Let's dive into today's episode. So as I said a little bit earlier, this episode is five simple steps that you can use to sign your first 10 paying clients in 30 days or less. First, I want to just give you a little bit of an overview on what we're not going to do. All right. So this is about signing paying clients. And there are things that are important for your business and things that are not. And weirdly, what's important changes depending on where you are in your business. So some of the things that are important later, but maybe best shelved now until you're already working with your paying clients. So for example, even though it's important, maybe it's not important for you yet if you don't have clients. So I suggest right at the start, let's get you coaching with clients. So I don't want you worrying about figuring out what your niche is, or working on your branding, or building a website. And while those things are important, they aren't at the top of your list right now. So I just wanted to share that with you so that you know, hey, I know those things are important, but let's get you coaching people first. All right. So this is for you if you just want to start coaching and you want to start making a little bit of money. Now, maybe you're in the middle of your training. Maybe you've completed your coach training. Perhaps you even need clients for a certification program, or you're just really eager to get started. So now let's dive into those five steps. So step number one is decide you will do a small coaching package and offer it at a low price, just so you can start coaching and get your feet wet. The gap between being a coach in training and a paid coach is one that many new coaches never bridge. So let me say that again. The gap between being that coach in training, a new coach, and being a coach that makes money is a gap. And I want you to bridge that gap. I want you to leap over that gap early and get it past you. So this way, you're going to have a small coaching package. You're going to offer it at a very low price. You're going to make a little bit of money, but you're getting some great practice. And you're also gaining momentum towards becoming a fully booked coach. Now, if you're not sure where to begin, don't stress about finding that perfect number. Truthfully, you could spend weeks trying to find the perfect number to charge, the perfect number of sessions for your mini coaching package. And there is no perfect number. So consider offering a 5-session package for $100. So that's going to be my recommendation to you to begin with. You're going to offer a small coaching package, 5 sessions for $100 total. Yes, it's not very much money, but we're going to build from there. One of the big truths that I found is that it's really hard to describe what coaching is. But once someone experiences it, they enjoy it. They see the benefit and they want more. So I like offering a small coaching package because it gives your clients a far better outcome than you trying to describe what coaching is. It actually gives them the experience of coaching. So that's step number one. Step number two, now I want you to contact people in your warm circle. These are people that you know and like, and I want you to tell them, hey, I'm a new coach. I'm in the middle of my training. And to get started, I am offering my first few clients a coaching package at this reduced rate. And we're going to say my coaching package is 5 sessions for $100. Is there any problem you want help solving, or maybe a goal you've been trying to reach? Well, working with a coach can help you get there faster. Would you be interested in having a discovery call to learn more? So that's what you're going to ask people in your warm circle. You may send an email, you may ask them in person, you may leave a voicemail and have a conversation. You get to choose how you're going to do it. Note, you've told them that you're learning, that you're growing, and that you're in training. You've told them the exact rate that you're charging. And you've told them that this is a limited time opportunity because you're not going to be an apprentice for long. More than likely, if you connect and invite 20 people in your warm circle, you will sign 10 clients with this new coach special. Step number three, on a discovery call, ask a few select questions and let them talk. Your job here is to listen so you really understand their situation. What do they want? What are their challenges? What's been getting in their way? How long have they been wanting this for? Once you hear the challenges that they're having and what they would like some help with, tell them what you heard. Repeat it back to them in your own words. Ask them, is this exactly what I heard? Have I missed anything? Then you're going to get clarity. And now you're both going to know what they want to work on during your coaching sessions. Step number four, when those clients say yes, book them on the same day and time for 5 weeks in a row. This means that you won't have to fuss about setting up the next call, and both of you know the schedule in advance. Putting all five calls into the calendar sets the expectation. You know when you're going to be coaching, they have it in their calendar. This way, it won't drag on trying to find a day and time next week or 2 weeks from now to match. Of course, you can have some flexibility, but I found this is the way to help people best and keep them engaged. And it helps you best because you're getting that great experience and the client is going to have solid growth in less than 6 weeks. Step number five, during your coaching calls, be a coach. Listen, encourage, ask powerful questions, hold space, give them more support and acknowledgement than they expect. It's unusual for people to really feel listened to and to have that space just to talk through what's going on in their life, to talk through their issues, their challenges in a really safe environment. That is something that's really special. So you listen to them. You are the coach that hears them, that sees them, and helps them to have a new perspective and supports them to take action towards creating those next steps that's going to give them that outcome they want. As they make progress, help them see their success and growth. Remember, we each have very limited memory. We forget how far we've come or how much we've grown. But you, as their coach, can reflect that back to them. You can say, hey, look at how far you've come. You've made this step and that step and the other step. And as they grow, ask them for a testimonial. You can always maintain the confidentiality with your clients by sharing something that they have said that is helpful about your coaching and just use their initials or their first name. You don't have to spell out their entire name because you really want to value their confidentiality. Well, now you've done it. You've worked those five steps and here you are a few weeks in and you're doing great. Your clients are getting fabulous results from coaching. And you are growing as a coach. The next step is to go out and do it again. Find another 10 clients. Those first 10 are complete. Now you're ready to bring on the next 10. Oh, and I've got a secret for you. You may not even need to find 10 brand new people. You may invite those first 10 to continue with you. You're going to be surprised how many people want to stay with you, want to stay getting those results at your new rate. You're going to also keep reaching into your warm circle to invite people to a discovery call. At the same time, you're going to want to start growing your circle of people. You're going to want to start meeting more people. You do this through networking, through referrals, through social media, any way that you meet new people and build great relationships. So for this second round, now it's time for you to increase your rates. You charged $100 for the first five sessions in that first round. Now consider charging $250 for five sessions. That would be $50 a session. And you're going to have noticed you've gone from the equivalent of $20 per session to $50 per session. You've more than doubled your rates. Then rinse and repeat. Do those 10 people at that new rate. Learn more. Keep growing your warm circle. Keep inviting people to discovery calls, and your rates will increase as your skill level increases. You know, this process works. It's simple, five simple steps. And it doesn't matter if you do it fast or slow. It might take you 3 months or more to get through the first 10 people and the second 10 people. You get to go at your own pace, right? You just want to keep going until your practice is fully booked at the rates you eventually want to charge. And then at that point, you are a fully booked, thriving coach. So take this method and put it into practice. It can be used by new coaches. It could be used by coaches who are in the middle of a dry spell. Or if you're wanting to try out a brand new offer, this is a great versatile approach that you can use as well. I'm super excited to hear how it goes for you. Notice that this approach is very low tech. So for those of you who kind of hesitate because you're not that great with the technology, I got you covered with this episode. And eventually, yes, you will benefit from a defined niche. You're going to benefit from growing your marketing, from growing your expertise. You're probably going to want a website. You're going to put all those foundational pieces in place for your business when the time is right. You don't have to rush to get those in place because now you're doing the most important thing already. You're coaching, you're having an impact, you're making money, and you're building that thriving coaching practice. So I want you to know that this past week, we were talking about progress in the coaching success circle. I was watching all of the amazing growth in the group members, and I see how they're so busy. They're busy doing all these things to grow their business. And I took time to remind them, you've only got one goal, and that goal is to sign the next client. Once you sign that client, then focus on the next and the next and so on. You don't want to focus on signing 10 clients at one time as you're building your practice with this approach, one client at a time. And I thought that you would find this extra tip helpful too. So I wanted to share it with you on this episode. It's a good reminder about what's important about becoming a coach and starting a coaching practice and filling your calendar with clients. And if you haven't heard, the Coaching Success Circle, that's my group program for coaches. I've got some really fabulous people registered and taking part. And if I had to, I think I would call them all high achievers with heart. We get together weekly for coaching, support, encouragement, and I teach new strategies that they can use to leverage and grow their business. I'll pop the link in the episode notes so you can find out a little bit more if that sounds interesting to you. Okay, so that's what I've got for you this week, the five steps to sign clients for new coaches. To summarize, once again, the five steps are, first, decide that you will start with a small, low-priced coaching package. Two, invite people from your warm circle to be clients. Three, have discovery calls with them, the ones that are interested. Ask very few questions, really listen, help to understand exactly what's the challenge that you can help them with coaching. Number four, when those people say yes, schedule all their calls on that day. So you want to schedule all 5 calls when they say yes. So they know what to expect. You've got it in your calendar. And step number 5, during your coaching calls, be the best coach you can be. No matter where you are in your coaching journey, you are a great coach and you are well matched for your clients. Listen to them, encourage them, ask powerful questions, hold space for them, call them forth to becoming that bigger, better version of themselves. So, what's your takeaway from this episode? What's your next step? I want to hear from you. I want to help you. Let's turn this into a conversation. You can DM me on Instagram or on LinkedIn. I'm at Candy Motzek, and that is at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, M-O-T-Z-E-K, and share what you're learning. Tell me, what was your biggest aha from this episode? What did you decide, and how will you take this information and use it? If you don't have someone who's walking you step by step through the process of becoming a coach, I'd be honored to be that coach, the one who helps walk you through the process all the way to success. Reach out to me on Instagram or by email, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you. And my goal is to help you reach your goals this year. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.